The opinions and statements expressed in the following program do not necessarily reflect those of WWDB, its staff, or management.
You're listening to Real Estate Today with Paul Rosso, the voice of real estate in the Delaware Valley, on WWDB AM Talk 860 and WWDBAM.com.
Greetings, everybody. Happy Sunday morning to all of you. Welcome to another Super Sunday of Real Estate Talk and Real Estate Today. I'm your host, Paul Rosso, your trusted real estate expert, advisor, and advocate with RE/MAX Properties. And it's great to be back with all of you today, the best audience in the world. Hey, I hope you had a tremendous week. There's been a lot going on in the local real estate market, so we're here to talk about that today and a number of other things. Homes continue to move well. The spring market comes on. It's still coming on fast. And strong interest rates continue to have buyers excited about buying homes. So it's an exciting time to be in real estate right now. The phone's ringing off the hook, which is a good thing. I really enjoy that. Hey, I got a great lineup of guests on the show today. Just a minute or two, I guess it would be Jesse Schwager with Atlantic Home Loans, who will be calling in shortly to talk about FHA 203K program for someone looking to buy a fixer-upper. And then I asked Barbara Ballinger, an author and blogger, to call in and talk about her book, The Garden Bible. And she's going to be talking about, you know, how to get how to plan out a garden. Now that winter's over now, people are turning to outdoors again. And if you're planning on starting a garden, Barbara is the expert on that. So, Tony, how's the Phillies doing so far this summer?
Actually pretty good, pretty impressive. Darren Ruff's looking amazing.
Okay, that's your spotlight for today, Darren Ruff?
Darren Ruff. He will be the starting first baseman before you know it.
All right. Great. Great. Hey, great news. I just got an offer on a home yesterday that was only on the market for 3 weeks, and a seller's thrill. So, you know, that shows that the market is still doing great. There's still a shortage, as I always mention. There's still a shortage of good homes on the market. So if you're thinking of selling your home this year, it might make sense to do so now. Just give me a call, 215-778-9687, and let's see if it makes sense for you to get started right now. Hey, be sure to check out our website, realestatetodayshow.com, and on Twitter, you can follow us on Twitter at Paul Rosso. And be sure also to like our Facebook page, Paul Rosso Real Estate Advisor, to receive show updates and the latest real estate information, news, and tips. Again, that's Facebook.com/Paul Rosso Real Estate Advisor. Hey, I appreciate all the great feedback I received on last week's show with Bear Jahanian with the Jahanian Group, who talked about the importance of mindset for real estate investors and how to get unstuck if you're struggling to get started with your first real estate investment. Jesse was with Atlantic Home Loans was also here with us, and he talked about new construction loans. So it was a great program, highly rated. So if you missed the show, you can listen to the podcast on our website at realestatetodayshow.com. That's realestatetodayshow.com. Hey, you can also download the show on the show's podcast on iTunes. Just search from the iTunes store for Real Estate Today with Paul Rosso and click on subscribe. And Tony, we just got approved with Google for the for their podcast service when they rolled out later this year. So I'm excited about that. I think that's a good thing. That's good. So our podcast, once Google rolls out their podcast service, we're going to be on Google Play also. In addition to the radio show, I love helping sellers, buyers, and investors with all the real estate needs. I've had the good fortune of being the trusted real estate advisor and champion for hundreds of clients over the 28 years I've been doing this now. And I'm always committed to serving you with all your real estate needs with my 5-star client first service. So if you're looking to sell, buy, or invest in real estate throughout the Delaware Valley, be sure to give me a call first, 215-778-9687, 215-778-9687. I'm licensed in Pennsylvania, and for anybody in the areas outside of my market area or New Jersey or in northern Delaware where the show reaches also, I can refer you to an agent, my top agent referral network. So it's great to be back with all of you again today. If you want to be a part of the program, you can call or text me on our mobile phone at 215-778-9687. Again, 215-778-9687. Or if you want, you can email me during the show. Our email address is paul@paulrosso.com. Okay, then, we're going to get the show started. You're listening again to Real Estate Today with Paul Rosso on WWDB Talk 860 AM. So let's get the show started. I want to bring back Jesse Schweiger with Atlantic Home Loans. Good morning, Jesse. How you doing today?
Good morning, Paul. Thanks for having me again.
Good. You feeling better? I heard you were under the weather this week.
I was a little bit under the weather the past 2 days, but feeling better now.
Okay. Well,
a little bit.
Okay. Excellent, man. Hey, you want to talk today about the FHA 203K loans for people who want to buy a fixer-upper. So why don't you give us a little overview of that?
Okay, I was going to talk briefly about the FHA 203K, which is mainly for owner-occupied, and I was going to touch on the 203K for on the conventional side, which is for investors.
Okay,
so
excellent.
I'll touch base on a little bit of both of them, and then we can take it from there.
Okay, great.
Okay, so the FHA 203K, you know, I'm actually in the process of one right now. It's a real nice loan if your borrower, you know, if you take somebody out to a house and it needs a little bit of work done to it, okay? Let's just say, for instance, it's a $150,000 house. The purchase price is $150,000.
Right.
You take your borrower there, and you look at everything, and there's some upgrades that need to be done, but your borrower really doesn't have the money to get everything done, okay? Let's just say there's about $20,000 worth of upgrades that need to be done on the house. You can incorporate that right into the loan amount with the FHA 203K.
Okay.
Now the loan amount would be $170,000 instead of $150,000.
Okay. Now the house has to then appraise at $170,000?
No. The house will be appraised for the aftermarket value after everything is done.
Okay. Excellent.
Yep.
That sounds good.
Now, on the opposite end of the spectrum is a conventional loan, which a lot of people don't know a lot about this one, and this is great for investors.
Okay.
Investors can, same thing as the FHA 203K, but they only have to put 15% down when looking at this house.
Okay.
And they can incorporate all the costs, whatever it is, up to about $35,000 is the streamlined way to do this. So it's a real good thing for investors not to pull out of pocket.
Okay.
And to put 15% down on a house is a lot better than putting 20.
Sure. Sure. Okay. And then an investor can then, after they fix it up, can they sell the house right away? Or they have limitations on that?
They're going to be limited as far as how many they can do.
Okay.
Okay. They can't just keep doing it over and over again. I think that I don't know exactly the limitations on how many, but they do have limitations, obviously, or everybody would be doing it.
Okay. Sure. So once they fix up the house, can this be used for flipping? Can they go and sell the house right away? Do you know, or?
Exactly. There is limitations on flipping as well.
Okay.
And as far as how long you have to wait and how many flips you can do. So they do, you know, they do limit them. You can't do 10, 20 in a year.
Yeah. I think it might be about four if I'm not mistaken, but
it's in between four and six, I think.
Okay. I know the rules change a lot, so
they're changing every day.
Yeah, definitely. So, 203K, is that a long process?
No, I mean, typically with the 203K, FHA or conventional, it takes about 30 days and we'll have a regular closing. The renovation process usually begins after closing for a period of time, however long it takes the contractor.
Okay. And can the people do the work themselves, or does the work have to be done by a contractor?
Good question. The contractor cannot be a relative, but, you know, it can be someone that they know.
Okay.
But it cannot be done by themselves or a family member.
Okay. All right. Terrific. Okay. And is there any higher rates with that, or how's that work?
The rates are typically a little bit higher than normal loans, obviously, because we are giving you the extra money that you don't have to come out of pocket with for the repairs. But they're not astronomically higher.
All right, excellent. So it sounds like a great program for buyers. And is there a minimum amount of repairs that are required for this program? You know, is it like $5,000 or?
Yeah, they want it. Typically, the minimal amount is about $5,000.
Okay.
Because they look at it like anything less than $5,000, then that someone should be able to cover themselves.
Okay.
But they want it. So anywhere from $5,000 to $35,000 is the typical, and that's called a streamline. Anything over $35,000, then we're talking a bigger project.
Okay.
Then we're talking major renovations, and it's not streamlined, and it's a little bit longer of a process.
Okay, excellent. So, Jesse, that's a great input for us and for our audience out there who are looking to possibly buy like a fixer-upper, either for themselves or as an investor. So I really appreciate you coming on and telling us about these programs. If someone wanted to the rate's doing good still?
Yeah, I see rates going. They've been going up a little bit the past 2 weeks.
Okay.
And they haven't in the past 2 weeks. They've been steadily rising.
Okay.
But they're still obviously very low.
Yeah, definitely.
But they have been going up.
All right, well, keep them down low for the spring, man. Yeah. A lot of buyers out there want to buy a house.
I know. I'll do what I can. And if someone wants to get in touch with me,
definitely.
They can obviously go on my website. It's www.jesseschwager.com. That's JesseSchwager.com.
Okay.
My NMLS number is 887037. And Atlantic Home Loans is a licensed mortgage banker in Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and we lend all up and down the East Coast.
Okay. Can they reach you by cell phone also?
Yes, my cell phone is 215-287-2373.
Okay, excellent. So, Jesse, I appreciate you coming on today. I hope you feel a lot better. And
Thank you.
Spring market's coming up, man, so you got to stay healthy.
Awesome. I'll be in touch, Paul, and okay. thanks for having me, okay?
Okay, Jesse, take care. Have a good
Talk
week.
Talk to you soon.
All right, bye now. All right, so that's, I think, some great input from Jesse about some of the loans. If you're looking to buy a house that needs some work, there are some loans available, FHA or conventional, and conventional is available for investors too. So great news. Jesse is a great mortgage lender. So if you're, if you need some help with getting pre-approved, you definitely want to reach out to Jesse. So I want to bring on now, we got spring's coming on, winter's getting behind us, hopefully. And so we're going to be start planning our garden soon. So I asked Barbara Ballinger, who's an author and a blogger, to come in and talk about, planning out your garden. And Barbara wrote the book called The Garden Bible. Excuse me, The Garden Bible. And, Barbara, I appreciate you coming on and sharing with us everything you know about garden planning.
Much.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Yes,
so,
thank you. Let me just say that the book was co-authored with landscape designer Michael Glassman.
Okay.
We're co-partners in this endeavor.
Okay, excellent. And the book's out now, correct?
The book is out now, and the full title is The Garden Bible, Designing Your Perfect Outdoor Space, and it's published by Images Publishing.
Okay, excellent. And they can get it on Amazon?
Can get on Amazon or through many independent bookstores,
okay.
Shops.
Excellent. So, winter's winding down, spring's coming up. A lot of people have on their minds outdoor spaces, and somebody may want to plan out a garden. So why don't you take us through, some of the initial steps people should consider before they even, dig the ground or have someone else dig up the ground?
I would be glad to. And this is something that I learned by writing and interviewing garden experts. I'm not a gardener, and why I paired up with Michael in doing this book, which was initially his idea. And I learned from it that you can look at seed catalogs, you can go to nurseries and say, I want one of this and one of that, because you like the look, the height, the texture. But that's not what's really the best. I mean, it's good to have ideas and have your wish list.
Sure.
But you need to be sure that you're making choices that work in your climate, the temperature, in your particular spot, the typography of the site, if it's hilly, if it's flat, the type of soil there, if it's moist or dry, the amount of trees, and either your buildings, you know, if you have overhang of roof and you have a lot of shade. I mean, it's crazy to try to spend the money and buy what's, you're going to only find that it dies or you're going to have to dig up and move elsewhere.
Sure.
So it's good to have sort of the lay of the land and create a master plan.
Okay. Okay. And how would they go about creating a master plan?
Well, they can, you know, draw up a rough plan of their garden, go out and note the times of day when there's sun, sketch in maybe some big trees,
okay.
Or they can hire a professional. They can hire a landscape designer or a landscape architect, their associations, and they can find, you know, local sources or go to a favorite nursery and say, whom do you recommend? You know, just as the way you do any home improvement project, get
sure.
Names, go check their work. So you start with this plan, and the beauty of a master plan for the outdoors is you don't have to do everything at once. You don't have to do your front, the sides, the backyard all at once. You don't even have to do the entire front. You can say, gee, I'm going to do that little border out in front by the sidewalk, or gee, I'm going to plant the area right around the house to perk it up.
Okay.
But have the master plan so that overall, it looks cohesive, just the way as if you were decorating your living room, you wouldn't buy one chair for that corner, another chair for that corner,
right.
And have totally different styles or colors. You want there to be some thoughtfulness going in so it looks unified.
Right. So even if you're going to make this like a 10-year project to do different parts in different areas, if you have a master plan, you at least know once it's over that all the pieces will fit together properly.
Right, and the thing is that's different about doing the outside versus the inside. Well, there's several differences, but one of them is that outdoor plants hopefully grow, and you have to take this into consideration. You know, unlike a room where you know to leave a little room between chairs so people can walk through, it's
right.
The same with plants. You're not going to squeeze them all tight together because that's going to fail that they spread out and they grow taller. You also, if you have a master plan and you can't afford to put in that pond this year, but you know where it's going to go, you're not going to plant your vegetable garden there,
right.
See everything do well, and then rip it up. This way you say, okay, you know, it may be a little boring not having something, or I'll just have grass, but I'm going to leave room for it when I do have the $10,000-$20,000 to put into it. And that's a big surprise to many. Gardens aren't cheap to do.
Right. Yeah, definitely. So, Barbara, I need to take a quick break. And when we come back, I want to talk to you about, you know, maybe some of the new ideas or new things that are popular in outdoor spaces. So we'll be right back.
I would love to.
Okay, great. So we'll be right back with more with Barbara Ballinger, writer and author of the book The Garden Bible. And we'll be right back with more on Real Estate Today with Paul Rosso. So stay tuned.
Hello, homeowners. If you need to sell your home, you just need to make one call to Paul Rosso with RE/MAX Properties and then forget about it. Paul has a proven marketing system for attracting dozens of qualified home buyers every week that is so effective that he can guarantee to sell your home in 59 days at a price you agree to, or Paul will sell it for free. Now, that may sound hard to believe, but trust me, this is real. Paul's proven marketing system will attract qualified buyers for your home, which creates demand and helps his home sell fast and for the most money. Paul will even let you out of the contract at any point during the listing. But that doesn't ever happen because Paul is going to sell your home. So grab a pen. Call Paul now. The number is 215-778-9687. Or you can go online at soldbypaulrosso.com. That's soldbypaulrosso.com.
You just purchased your dream home, and now it's time for you to choose a title company to insure your title in your new home. At RK Abstract, we not only insure your title, we're committed to providing you with exceptional customer service and educating you throughout the entire process. And when your settlement day comes along, we'll be there for you every step of the way to answer any of your questions and help to ensure a smooth closing. So whether you're buying your dream home or refinancing your current mortgage, you have the right to choose your own title insurance company. Title insurance rates are state regulated in Pennsylvania, so be sure to choose a title company that's committed to you. RK Abstract makes that commitment to you. Give us a call at 267-279-9332. 267-279-9332, so we can serve you. RK Abstract is licensed in the state of Pennsylvania.
Congratulations! You just signed a contract on your dream home. Now it's time to have a comprehensive examination of the home for your protection and to get the answers to all of your questions about the home. Be sure to call the professionals at DelVal Home Inspectors for all of your home inspection needs. They have the experience and knowledge to give you an honest evaluation of the condition of the home so you can make the right decisions about the home. Call DelVal Home Inspectors today at 215-850-3819. That's 215-850-3819.
Welcome back to Real Estate Today. I'm your host, Paul Rosso, your trusted real estate expert, advisor, and advocate with RE/MAX Properties. And if you're thinking of buying a home this year, I'd love to help you do that. You know, I have a proven, repeatable system backed by market research to find you the perfect home, negotiate the best price for you in terms, and also save you thousands of dollars in unnecessary repairs and costly mistakes. Hey, I'm thrilled to have you with us today. I hope you're enjoying this Super Sunday morning on Real Estate Today with Paul Rosso. Hey, be sure to join our Facebook page at facebook.com/Paul Rosso Real Estate Advisor. And just a quick update on the market. 302,000 existing homes were sold in January, while new home sales totaled $37,000. So these raw accounts represent a 31% loss for existing home sales from the 1 month prior, while new home sales dropped 3%. So January was a, you know, the number of sales are down. I guess, you know, a lot, I'm sure it had to do with winter hitting in so many areas in the country. But the good news is, you know, seasonally adjusted, sales look like they're still going to hit 5.47 million homes sold this year. So we have a way to go for that number, but I can see the market picking up. January was off a little bit, but you know, as we hit March here, I can see the number of buyers out there ready to roll and create a great market for 2016. So I want to bring Barbara Ballinger back on. And Barbara, I wanted to talk to you about some of the buzz things right now in outdoor spaces. What are people looking at?
There are a lot of hot trends, some that have been going on for a while, some that are, you know, picking up greater momentum.
Okay.
People view the outdoors often as a room, not just one big expanse, but, you know, from different activities. So I'll take you through a few of those.
Okay.
Many people want, first of all, a place to sit, relax, and dine. So it's great if you have a large enough space to put a comfortable seating grouping as well as a table and chairs, room to move about, maybe an umbrella for when it gets hot.
Right.
That's one very popular trend.
Okay.
And it can be, you know, a deck that's raised off the ground. It can be flat on the ground, gravel, all sorts of materials. Another very popular feature is some kind of water feature. People like the sound of water.
Sure.
Whether it's a pool for laps, a pond for koi fish, maybe even just a little fountain that's recirculating so it doesn't waste water. There are a lot of wonderful lights and colored lights that can go into water features these days. Even music can be piped in. People like to cook outdoors rather than cook inside and bring the food out. Outdoor kitchens were getting very elaborate with a lot of different equipment, including beer taps and pizza ovens. I've seen or heard from a lot of designers and architects that people are scaling back because they know the main kitchen isn't that far away, but yet many still want that pizza oven. And, you know, they're big, expensive ones, but there are also smaller versions that you can get for a few hundred dollars. A lot of people have heeded Michelle Obama's lead and put in vegetable gardens, growing their own produce and food, which is healthy. It's good exercise, bending down, and it's a lot of fun to go outside and see, you know, your tomatoes coming in, your
sure.
green beans, your herbs, whatever you want.
Yeah.
So those are some very popular ones. Some people are putting in sports courts, which, you know, basketball
sure.
or whatever, putting in bocce ball courts, or sometimes just a hammock under a big tree.
Yeah, I mean, I have a hammock. I got to get that hammock back up. That's been down for like 2 years now. I got to get that back up. But, you know, you mentioned vegetable gardens, and, you know, one of the things we have, you know, we have a little vegetable area, but the weeds, you know, just took up too much time. So what we did last year and what we're going to do again this year, maybe double it, is we did above ground beds. So we bought some wood at a store, and we put some, like, black tarp down, and then piled up the wood and then threw the dirt in the middle there. And we had some great vegetable gardens. Our kids, you know, I have a 7-year-old son and a 10-year-old daughter, and they loved going out there and picking the veggies.
Yeah, I put in 4 raised planters. I used cedar, and then this past year, because it's been several years, I changed the soil, which I was told was a good idea.
Okay.
And around it, I have gravel, and around it, I have slate with herbs growing in. So I have a real mix. I try to only use perennials, or mostly, because I don't want to have to go buy everything every year. And it's fun to see the asparagus coming back, the strawberries coming back. Another great idea for gardens when you're planning them is to, you want maximum use of them, just like you want to use your rooms indoors. There's wonderful lighting that you can install, whether it's in trees to give a grazing effect, in the ground to light a pathway, in a pool so you can swim at night, or even around a vegetable garden. Too many people forget that they shouldn't enjoy their garden just from indoors, but they should be able to, from outdoors, but they should be able to enjoy it from indoors looking out. And if you have lights out there, that makes it more practical. Another trend I did want to mention also before we had to go for an ad announcement is that the screen porch is becoming popular again. Not that it ever died, but I know that when I was growing up, it was a great way to eat outdoors and not have so many bugs. Then it seemed to fade away for people wanting totally outdoor space. Now it seems to be coming back again. And they're coming back a bit fancier or more furnished with comfortable seating, fireplaces built in, music, lights, you know, a place to cook, a place to eat.
Right.
And use it longer periods of the year than you sometimes can just sitting outdoors.
Sure. And Barbara, who can ever forget the sound of the screen door slamming?
Exactly.
My wife talks about it all the time. You know, she used to camp up in upstate New York along the St. Charles. Her parents are from that area. And when they would travel back up there, you know, that's one of the sounds of summer that she always remembers. And I do the same thing visiting some of my aunts and uncles in some of the areas locally. You know, they had that screen porch in the back, and that screen door slamming was always a big memory. I'm sure a lot of people in my audience remember that also. Definitely. So, Barbara, I'm going to take another break. And when we come back, I want to talk to you about drought-tolerant plants, you know, some plants that might be good in a garden if you know, there's a drought going on either locally in our area or, you know, in other areas too. And, you know, how the seasoning adjusts, location adjusts some of the plants also. So we'll be
back
with more with Barbara Ballinger on the Real Estate Today with Paul Ross. So stay tuned. A lot more coming up.
Are you looking to sell your home for quick cash? Do you have a home that is dated or in need of repair and just want to sell the house as is for cash? Well, be careful of those fast cash for houses sharks. Before you do anything, give Paul Rosso with RE/MAX Properties a call. Paul can help you evaluate your home and your situation, and then help you decide if you should go for a quick cash sale or if you would be better off putting your home on the market and selling it as is. Give Paul a call now at 215-968-7402 for a no-cost, no-obligation, fair and honest evaluation, or reach out to him online at cashorsell.com.
Congratulations! You just signed a contract on your dream home. Now it's time to have a comprehensive examination of the home for your protection and to get the answers to all of your questions about the home. Be sure to call the professionals at Del Val Home Inspectors for all of your home inspection needs. They have the experience and knowledge to give you an honest evaluation of the condition of the home so you can make the right decisions about the home. Call Del Val Home Inspectors today at 215-850-3819. That's 215-850-3819.
Gen X, Gen Y, Millennial, Generation Me, Generation Internet. You know who you are. You've been crushed by this economy. College debt, credit issues, lack of savings, but things are turning around for you. So if you're trying to move out of your parents' home, a friend's house, or an apartment, now's the time to do it. Interest rates are low. Prices are good. You know you need to get out and you need to get your own place, a piece of the American dream. Look, the only way you're going to be able to do that is to find out what's it going to take for you to buy a home. You know the smart thing to do is to call or text Paul Rossa with RE/MAX Properties right now at 215-778-9687 to get yourself on a path to home ownership. Paul is fighting for your generation. He's not counting you out. He believes in you. He's here to give you the advice and tools you need to buy a home right now. Call or text Paul now at 215-778-9687. That's 215-778-9687.
Smile on everybody's face. Welcome back to Real Estate Today with Paul Russo. So happy to have you join us here again today on WWDB Talk 860 AM. The show is also streamed live on our website at realestatetodayshow.com. Hey, our call number, if you have any questions or comments for Barbara, at 215-778-9687, 215-778-9687. And remember, you can download our podcast of the show after the show is, generally up on iTunes Store Tuesday or Wednesday following the show. So if you're interested, if you missed the show and you're interested in hearing on iTunes, you can go to iTunes, search Real Estate Today with Paul Rosso, and click on subscribe. And again, on Twitter, you can follow us throughout every day on at Paul Rosso. So we continue our discussion with Barbara Ballinger. And Barbara, we're up in we're in the Philadelphia area. We only have a couple months of about 6 months of good weather. Sometimes there's droughts in the area. So any particular plants, that are drought tolerant?
Unfortunately, I'm a writer. Okay. I'm not a landscape, but I'm going to give guidelines.
Okay, great.
So the best thing to do is to go to your local nursery, community college extension program, or go online and find out. See what suggestions are made.
Okay.
It's always good to go with Xeriscape and native materials because they know how to deal with the climate. Of course, if sometimes areas have a drought when they haven't had one. So pick the right choices, and then you want to irrigate properly. And that doesn't mean, bringing out the hose and just leaving it there forever, because you want to be able to conserve water. And if you choose drought-tolerant plants, they're not going to need as much water also.
Right.
So these days, there are a lot of sprinkler systems you can put on timers that, stop working when it is raining.
Sure.
Or when it's had enough water. So I suggest doing that. I also, there are a lot of good ground covers that many of them even flower, and those don't need as much water, and they look great, and they cover large areas, and they're not necessarily as expensive. And also, we advocate thinking more about hardscape that where water can soak into the ground and be saved and used. So, gravel, pea gravel can look great. There's all sorts of materials that look good and that obviously don't need watering. So you think of those more in your landscape. Too often people think of landscaping just meaning lawn, flowers, shrubs, and trees. But hardscape is a wonderful addition and a contrast.
Okay.
And you also want to conserve as much water, whether it's, putting rain barrels or having a cistern. But there's so many wonderful tricks to do so these days to save the water you have and use that to water your plants.
Right. Yeah, my brother was just telling me he has he got a rain barrel. He's been using that lately. Last year, I guess, he started using that. So that's great.
Yeah, which is a good idea.
Yeah.
You know,
there
are good plants that are hardy, that and besides drought tolerant, I think it's important for people who don't know a lot about gardening or starting out or learning, is to think about sequential blooms. You don't want, you know, your garden to perk up in early spring, your daffodils and tulips to come out, or your rhododendrons to pop in May, and then that's all over, that's the end, and then you're looking at, you know, whatever, and cutting deadheading plants all around. You
right.
should plant what's called sequentially, so you have
okay.
blooms throughout the season, and even think about having pretty tree bark and berries when the weather gets worse, and you're looking at that even in the dead of winter, pretty architectural shapes from the branches.
Okay. Yeah, I see a lot of homes in our area that, you know, they bloom in April, May, and that seems to be it. And so I like your suggestion there, do it sequential.
And another idea, especially because this is real estate, and if people are thinking about selling their home, it's wonderful to think about putting plants in pots, and then you can move them about. You can move them where you need them. Let's say it gets very hot, you can take them out of the hot sun and put them under the shade of a tree.
Sure.
Or if people are coming to look at the home and you want a pop of color by the front door, put those pots by the front door.
Yeah, I mean, that's a great idea because, you know, there's nothing. I mean, most people are now going to drive by the house in advance, and nothing worse than having no landscaping at all out there. And I know that.
Exactly. And it doesn't have to be, you know, it doesn't have to mean doing everything all at once. It means keeping things tidy, trimming those bushes,
right.
getting rid of dead branches, and adding some color, maybe the front door, maybe the back door, and around. I mean, when you're thinking up your landscape plan, if you're moving in, some people advise spending 10 to 20, you know, 15% of your budget on the outside as well as the inside. Just don't think about the outside because
sure.
just don't think about the inside because the outside is important also.
Yeah, I mean, curb appeal is very important. I mentioned, you know, people driving by, and, you know, if the outside is untidy, buyers are going to assume that the inside's untidy also. So I think it's real important. And, you know, your suggestion about putting plants around the front door, I mean, that's a biggie, I think, you know, especially this time of the year, to have the front door area covered in plants. It just adds a welcoming to the house as the buyers are walking up to the house. So I like that suggestion there. So, Barbara, we're going to take another break. When I come back, I'm going to talk to you about the various types of professionals that someone may want to take a look in, you know, look into, and then also, some tips about hiring those professionals, too. So we'll be right back.
Okay, great.
Yeah, we'll be right back with more on Barbara Ballinger, the author of The Garden Bible, talking about some great tips she's been giving us about planning out our garden. Now we're going to talk about some of the professionals you may want to consider as we when we come back from break. So we'll be right back with more on Real Estate Today with Paul Rosso. Stay tuned.
You just purchased your dream home, and now it's time for you to choose a title company to insure your title in your new home. At RK Abstract, we not only insure your title, we're committed to providing you with exceptional customer service and educating you throughout the entire process. And when your settlement day comes along, we'll be there for you every step of the way to answer any of your questions and help to ensure a smooth closing. So whether you're buying your dream home or refinancing your current mortgage, you have the right to choose your own title insurance company. Title insurance rates are state regulated in Pennsylvania, so be sure to choose a title company that's committed to you. RK Abstract makes that commitment to you. Give us a call at 267-279-9332. 267-279-9332, so we can serve you. RK Abstract is licensed in the state of Pennsylvania.
Why the long face, Joe?
I'm supposed to move soon, but I just can't seem to sell my house. I've been on the market for over 10 months, and my agent hasn't called me back in weeks. I don't know what to do.
Call Paul.
What?
Call Paul. I had the same problem until I called Paul Rosso of RE/MAX Properties. When I called Paul, I had buyers lining up to see my home, and because they were all competing for the home, I was able to sell my home for more than my asking price.
More?
That's right, more. Paul Rosso has sold hundreds of homes in the greater Philadelphia region over the last 25 years. As a certified home selling advisor and certified negotiation expert, Paul's developed a proven home selling system that is designed to sell your home for top dollar quickly. He offers an easy exit contract and a communication guarantee.
Wow! Tell me how to call Paul.
Just dial 215-968-7402.
215-968-7402. Got it.
You can also visit Paul on the web at paulrosso.com. That's PAULROSSO.com. Paul Rosso is your trusted real estate advisor if you want to sell your home for top dollar fast.
I'm calling Paul right now.
This is Tom. Paul Rosso did a very professional job selling my home. His home selling program created 19 showings on my home the very first week on the market. And Paul generated three offers on my home. From the very beginning, I trusted Paul. I trusted the advice Paul gave me. And he did everything he said he would do. Paul followed through and kept me informed every step of the way. What sets Paul apart from other agents is his knowledge of the market, his honesty, and his commitment to customer service. I highly recommend that you choose Paul as your agent.
You are listening to Real Estate Today with Paul Rosso, my dad, on WWDB Talk Radio, 860 AM and WWDBAN.com.
Welcome back to Real Estate Today. I'm your host, Paul Rosso, your trusted real estate expert, advisor, and advocate with RE/MAX Properties. Hey, if you need to sell your home this year, give me a call first. I have a proven, repeatable system backed by market research to sell your home for up to 18% more money than traditional real estate agents. Hey, our call number, if you have any questions or comments for Barbara Ballinger, is 215-778-9687, 215-778-9687. If you're on Facebook, please like our Facebook page, Paul Rosso Real Estate Advisor. And you can always tune in to the show on your smartphone or tablet with the TuneIn and iHeartRadio apps. Hey, I just want to bring back Barbara Ballinger again. We were talking about garden design. And Barbara, I'm sure there's a number of different professionals people may want to consider hire to provide them with some advice. And so what types of professionals would somebody want to consider when they plan out a garden?
They could start, depending on their degree of knowledge. I mean, they might just even start by going, as I mentioned before, going to an extension service at a local community college. They could go to a nursery with someone knowledgeable and get a feel for where they're going to be buying the plants. Might go to a big box store, might find someone. Then I would suggest if they really are going to do something more involved with the idea of the master plan and do some extensive work, they might want to start with an arborist, and they can go online. There are several associations.
Okay.
And have someone come out, especially if they've just moved in, and have someone look at their trees and determine the health of the trees, if any, heaven forbid, have disease and need to be removed, or if any need to be limbs trimmed or any need to be pruned. That's a good place to start because, if you have big trees with a lot of overhang, the canopies may be so big that it's going to be tougher to grow something. Of course, there are choices. Then they may want to go to a landscape designer or architect. The architects had more schooling, and that's the difference, more certification. But both are great choices. I wrote the book with Michael Glassman, who's a landscape designer in the Sacramento area, worked in the field a long time, and it's great. And they will know, they will help you decide what's going to work, listen to your wish list, put out a bid, and, you might even want to go to a few and look at their portfolio, have them come up with a plan, and then decide how to proceed if they're going to buy the plants and plant them, or if they give you the plan and say, here, you go buy them and you find your own contractor to install them. And then you might also need a contractor. You might need a pool contractor if you're putting in a pool or a hot tub, pond. You might just need a regular contractor if you're building the deck.
Right.
So, you know, some of these, some landscape and landscape design firms and architects have big staffs with all these people on board. Others will just do the design work and the buying and say to you, you find the contractors
okay.
to do the work. So it depends.
Right. And what about using like a local college to do some landscape, and they have, you know, landscaping as a course there at the college?
Obviously, it would depend on if they have, you know, some kind of architecture or land or design program. There are many wonderful universities with, you know, that offer landscape degrees.
Sure.
So I would say, you know, look in your own backyard, and sure, that's a great idea.
Okay.
Maybe somebody, a professor, maybe wants to moonlight and earn some extra money.
Right. Now, what things should someone be looking for as far as hiring these professionals?
I think it's the same as with any professional for your home, any realtor, any architect inside, any designer. You want to look at their accreditations. You want to see that
okay.
they've been in the field and done work. I would always ask for 3 recommendations and go in person.
Okay.
I would look at their portfolio. You know, maybe if your goal is to have a pool and they've never done a pool, maybe they're not the best choice. Maybe they specialize in edible, or, you know, designers and architects are doing, so that you can grow stuff. And, you know, whether it's trees that are pears or grapevines or, you know, flowers with edible flowers. You really want to do your research. It's never a mistake to put in extra time up front, so you're not sorry at the end.
Okay.
And a budget is very important. You need to have someone say, yes, this designer is going to cost X amount. So decide in advance whether you have $10,000 to spend, or you want to spend 10% of the value of your home.
Okay.
Because there are always ways you can cut back. Instead of bluestone for a terrace floor, for example, you could put in pea gravel, which is going to be a lot less. You can buy trees and plants that are smaller. Yes, you have to wait for them to grow, which could take years, but that's going to be less costly than going with mature items.
Right.
Or if you like the sound of trickling water, get that fountain maybe rather than a big pond with rocks and a waterfall cascading over it.
Yeah. Yeah, the fire pits seem to be a big thing, too, right now.
They're very, very big. There are some that are built into the ground. There's some that are very heavy and you wouldn't want to move once you get it.
Right.
There's some that are portable, lightweight, so you can, you know, have a fire near your deck or off in the woods if you have more property. They're usually less expensive than a fireplace. That's a much bigger deal. But with the fireplace, you get the flame. You can either use logs, or some of them have starter kits and plug in, and, you know, like a gel or a propane, and you can cook, make s'mores, or just, you know, sit by and have warmth. I think they're a great idea.
Okay, yeah. I mean, that's our plan for this year, is to add in the fire pit. So, Robert, we're going to take another break. When we come back, I just want to wrap things up with you, see if there's anything we haven't covered yet that you think, you know, would be great for our audience to know about, and then, you know, find out, you know, how people can go about reaching out to you also and getting your book. So we'll be right back with more with Barbara Ballinger on Real Estate Today with Paul Rosso. Stay tuned for more.
If you're looking to buy a home in the greater Philadelphia area, listen closely. For over 25 years, Paul Rosso with RE/MAX Properties has helped hundreds of people just like you buy everything from their first home, move up, dream home, and downsized home. Buying your next house, tailor fit to suit your needs, doesn't have to be stressful. Paul is there to guide you every step of the way. As an experienced buyer's specialist and certified negotiation expert, Paul will help you get a home you love at an exceptional value with the most favorable financing possible. If you're looking for honest and reliable client-first service, call Paul Rosso at 215-968-7402. That's 215-968-7402. You can also visit Paul online at paulrosso.com. That's PAULROSSO.com. A lifetime of memories are created in your home, and there's never been a better time to start a fresh, new chapter. Call Paul Rosso, your trusted real estate advisor.
If you're looking to buy or sell a home in Bucks County, Philadelphia, or Eastern Montgomery County areas, Paul Rosso with RE/MAX Properties can help you reach your real estate goals. Just give him a call at 215-968-7402. If you are outside of Paul's market area, Paul can refer you to one of his top associates in his top agent network who specializes in your area. As a great benefit to you, when Paul refers you to one of his top associates, Paul stays involved in the process to ensure that you are receiving the best possible service and to answer any of your questions. Call Paul Rosso today at 215-968-7402 so he can help you achieve your real estate goals.
Welcome back to Real Estate Today with Paul Rosso. I'm your host and expert advisor with RE/MAX Properties. Hey, we're talking with Barbara Ballinger. We're wrapping up things with her as far as planning out your garden. Barbara's the author of the book called The Garden Bible. And Barbara, is there anything else that we haven't covered yet that you think might be of value? We have a couple minutes
left.
Yes,
I do.
For our audience. Okay,
I think
excellent.
It's very important for people to get an idea of what they like. They may think they know what kinds of gardens, but many times they haven't seen as many varieties as they can. So in the book, we talk about the importance of taking a walk in your neighborhood, taking a drive, looking at other people's gardens, even taking pictures, and also going to look at public gardens that are in your area. The Missouri Botanic Garden is fabulous where I live. The all in Chicago, the Martin Arboretum. There are also residential garden tours that you can go on. And we mentioned in the book Buffalo's Garden Walk, which is held every year. This year is going to be July 30th and 31st. And I think it's important to sort of give it a shout out because it's been the country's largest residential garden tour in the country for a number of years. And this year they expect to have 416 gardens on view.
Wow.
I mean, so many people think about Buffalo and they think snow and cold.
Yeah.
They should think about gardens.
Okay. Excellent. Yeah.
So we have some wonderful photographs of Buffalo gardens in the book.
Okay. And, you know, here we have the Philadelphia Flower Show, which is wrapping up. And, you know, that's a great place to get some ideas, too. And then, you know, various home shows, a lot of them have garden displays also. So, and, you know, there are a lot of garden tours, like you mentioned, either in downtown Philadelphia or some of the surrounding communities. So I think that's a great idea to get out there and you know, look at some samples and look at the pictures in your book and, you know, just get some ideas and maybe be open-minded as far as, you know, what you're going to be able to plant in your garden.
Yeah, a lot of people don't know if they have a hillside. They think, oh, gee, what can I do there? There's a lot you can do.
Okay.
And there are also certain plants that will hold the ground well.
Right. Okay, excellent. So, Barbara, can you give us a little idea how people can reach out to you, follow your, you know, talk about your, you know, your, let them know about your book again, and then also how can they follow you online?
Sure. I'm on LinkedIn.
Okay.
And the best way they can email me if they have a question,
okay,
which is bb@barbaraballinger.com. And the book that I wrote, again, with co-author Michael Glassman, a landscape designer, is available on Amazon now, the Garden Bible, Designing Your Perfect Outdoor Space, Images Publishing, or it's also in many bookstores.
Okay.
It's sort of the bookend to a book we talked about in prior talks, Paul, The Kitchen Bible, which is now going into a second printing, I'm happy to say.
Oh, that's great, great. And is that the second printing's out now, or people can still get that book?
The second printing is in the process, so it will be out very soon.
Okay, excellent. So, Barbara, I want to thank you so much again for coming on. I want to have you back on in a couple months. So I'm going to talk about the article you wrote about, you know, updating ranchers. I think that's a big, you know, possibility for people who are downsizing. You know, ranchers, I like them, but it doesn't seem like in our area, builders don't seem to be building. I'm sure a lot of it has to do with the ground costs, but, you know, there are a lot of areas that had, you know, that have ranchers that are older that need to be redesigned. I know your article is about that. So thanks again for coming on, Barbara. We'll talk to you
soon. Thank you so much for having me again.
Great, thanks. Have a good rest of your Sunday.
Bye-bye. Thank you, Paul.
Thank you.
Bye.
Hey, as we wrap things up here, I want to thank my guests, Jesse Sperger with Atlantic Home Loans and Barbara Ballinger. We have another great show lined up for next week, so be sure to join us next Sunday morning at 11 o'clock right here on WWDB Talk 860 AM and stream live on our website at realestatetodayshow.com. Have an appointment this afternoon with Howie and Stacy to talk about the, you know, them beginning their real estate investment portfolio, so I'm excited to help them on their path to wealth there. And I really want to thank all of you for tuning in again on this Sunday morning. I want to special shout out again to my producer, Tony, for another great show and the tip update on the Phillies there. I appreciate that. Be sure to like our Facebook page, Paul Rosso Real Estate Advisor, and follow us on Twitter at Paul Rosso. Once again, my name is Paul Rosso, your trusted real estate expert advisor with RE/MAX Properties. I help buyers, sellers, and investors throughout the Philadelphia region. You can always reach me at my office at 215-778-9687, 215-778-9687. Any questions or any real estate needs, give me a call. Hey, please continue to spread the word about the show to your friends. Check out our past shows on our website, realestatetodayshow.com. Have an enjoyable week, and we'll see you right back here next Sunday morning, 11 o'clock on WWDB Talk 860. And remember, a house is made with walls and beams. A home is made with love and dreams. Good day, everyone, and have a great week.